Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. I believe you're up to 2-0 now on certificate number 9, but your overall record's pretty darn good, 86-8. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of the show is this?
Josh.
Hey, Josh, welcome to the Rocktagon. This week we are playing for Lewis Black tickets. He's coming to town at the Schnitz on November 15th. Plus, if you beat Jeets, he will handcraft you a very specific, beautiful certificate.
Very fancy.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, Josh.
Hey, Josh, I'm picking up on something. Do you have a little bit of a Beavis giggle there?
A what giggle?
A Beavis?
Perhaps a little.
Well, I like it.
Yeah. Don't be nervous. Here we go, Josh. Name is your buzzer. First one to get 3 correct will be your winner today. Question number 1. Who won the hot dog eating contest this weekend on Netflix?
Oh, Jeets. Joey Chestnut. How many did he eat? Like 86 or something?
83 hot dogs. Kobayashi only did 66.
What a loser.
And kicked his ass. All right. Question number 2.
Can you imagine eating over 60 hot dogs for no reason?
Oh, man.
No, I can't. Question number 2. In the human body, what is the CNS?
The CNS.
Don't know.
All right, I'll take that as a wrong guess, Josh.
The cranial nose septum.
Yeah, close. Central nervous system. Let's go to question number 3. What slot on the back of an arrow shaft keeps it on the bowstring? They talked about this a lot during the Olympics.
Oh, God. I wasn't watching archery.
What?
Yeah.
Surfing and archery were the 2 most watched events at the Olympics this year.
Okay. Well, they didn't get my they didn't get my view. What? Say the question again. What's the slot on an arrow's
What's
back?
What's the slot on the back of an arrow shaft that keeps it on the bowstring?
I don't know. The rainbow?
Rainbow would be incorrect. Josh?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know.
That would be incorrect as well. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Is it a knock?
It is a knock. Way to grab one right out of the back.
What the hell? Oh,
unreal.
God.
Nice grab.
I think he's getting help from Butthead.
Yeah. knock is the right answer. You guys are tied. Question number 4. What U.S. city was once called New Amsterdam?
Jeez.
New York? Josh?
Jeez got in first there. Josh.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is incorrect.
Yes,
Josh.
It is.
Was it New York?
New York is correct.
Jesus.
Nice job. The giggle is taking you down, man. I feel like we're playing against the Riddler in a way. Question number 5. What band released the album Fly Like an Eagle in 1970?
Oh, Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller Band is correct, you guys.
I want to fly like an eagle.
Does not feel like Steve Miller is in the room. All right, you guys are tied. Next one to get.
Abra, Kadabra.
When an artist says that's the worst song I've ever heard.
I want to reach out and grab
you. Yeah. You guys are tied. Next person to correctly answer a question will be today's champion. Question number 6.
What?
How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Jeets! Feliz Navidad!
Congratulations! Oh, nice job. Good grab. That's right. You won. You're the champion today. Yeah, that's right. How's that again? Feliz Navidad.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Josh, nice try today. Enjoyed your giggle. Have a good rest of your week, bro.
Yeah, abracadabra,
right,
dude.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And this is how you say Merry Christmas in the trailer park. Come on! Or, it was a pretty good Beavis and Butthead song, too.
It was. Here's the good news. We'll give you a chance tomorrow morning at 7:35 to win tickets to go see Lewis Black November 15th at the Schnitz. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they are easy to find.
On Terry Boyd's World's Podcast, download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Emma Grade, host of Aspire with Emma Grade, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.